以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
各位听众朋友，你们好，你听紧的是圆网台的非常舞台，我是你们的节目主持 Grace 陈纪贤。休息了两个月之后，今天又开始我们非常舞台第二季度的舞蹈名人专访了。咁呢一季咧，除咗我哋会邀请咗香港舞蹈名人做访问之外咧，我哋仲希望咧可以邀请多啲外地嘅舞蹈朋友上嚟同我哋交流一下而家舞蹈世界嘅近况嘅。咁首先咧，我哋第一集咧就系邀请咗两位香港嘅舞蹈家，同埋系两位日籍嘅朋友咧上嚟同我哋交流一下，倾下现代舞嘅近况，同大家介绍下呢四位嘉宾先。第一位咧系余仁华老师。余老师上一季都上过来接受我们访问的了，今季就再介绍多一次。余老师就是东边舞蹈团的创办人，是香港演艺学院第一届毕业生，是前城市当代舞蹈团的团员，1990年是获得奖学金，是去美国深造一年的。第二位香港的舞蹈家就是杨春江老师 Daniel Yang。 杨老师他毕业于香港中文大学艺术系，咁喺學習跳舞嘅過程當中咧，佢係兩次獲得獎學金，係去到荷蘭同埋英國係修讀編舞嘅。曾經獲得三度香港舞蹈年獎，兩度獲得南華早報全港全年五大最佳編舞，同埋香港藝術發展局嘅新進藝術家年獎等。咁同時咧，仲係被歐洲芭蕾舞蹈雜誌 Balletons 年刊提名為備受注目編舞家嘅。咁第三位咧就系我哋嘅日籍朋友啦，就江上游 Yun Agami。江上游老师咧，佢系喺日本冲绳出生，咁佢系16岁嘅时候咧就去咗英国皇家芭蕾舞学校度学习舞蹈嘅。咁2001年咧就喺Usona Montan 编舞比赛当中咧系夺得第三名。而在英国学习芭蕾舞期间的时候，就是曾经为皇家芭蕾舞蹈团和白明翰芭蕾舞蹈团演出的。2002年是正式加入香港芭蕾舞团。2010年江上游老师就是和吴宇烈老师就是联合编舞是胡桃炮竹贺新年的。第四位最后一位就是这位就是 Sunpei Nimoto 根本信平老师。咁根本信平老师咧，佢系喺日本咧就16岁开始咧就去咗英国，就喺 English International Ballet School 嗰度学芭蕾舞嘅。咁就曾经系喺德国芭蕾舞度Dusseldorf Ballet 度做过芭蕾舞蹈员啦。咁而家咧就系喺瑞士嘅 Quebec Ballet 嗰度系当舞蹈员嘅。送俾大家呢四位舞蹈名人嘅专访。Hello Jackie, Hello Daniel,
Hello
江上游
，Hello
船皮
，Hello
系，各位听众吓，今日咧我恐怕就今日嗰个节目就比较上混乱啲啦，即系可能有啲广东话同埋有啲英文，因为咧我哋两位嘉宾咧江上游同埋阿船皮神都系英文人嚟嘅，咁所以我哋咧就要讲英文啦，咁。首先呢我就想问一下我的上一个季度的时候呢我们访问过 Jackie 的，咁就余仁华先生，余仁华老师，咁余老师请问一下你啦，你近况如何呢？
我哋7月份呢就将会上演呢个亚洲当代武林汇演嘅 AM 篇二嘅，咁上年我哋都做过一次啦，咁今次再会邀请唔同国家嘅男舞者嚟参与呢个演出嘅，咁喺呢个嘅15、16号演出牛池湾文艺中心剧院嘅。
OK， 其实咧你哋个 show 咧就系一个问一个方法，一个引导我去访问你哋，因为咧其实最近咧喺今年里边6月份咧，我睇咗另一个 show 咧就系阿吴宇烈老师嘅 show 咧，佢哋都系男嘅舞蹈员，即系男嘅编舞家咁样嘅，咁即系咁啱得咁巧咧，就你哋又系，咁我就其实都想问一下或者问一下阿 Jackie， 你究竟？點解會做咁嘅 show 先？
我覺得 男士跳舞是比较少在香港，那我想推动多些男士或者年轻人去看这个现代舞的演出，那可以将来可以入行这个现代舞 的圈子，那我就会尽量搞多些男士编舞的演出。
OK， 男士人，男士好少跳舞咩？唔系啊，我哋呢度坐咗有四位俊男。嗱，首先阿 Jackie 你啦，咁啊又阿 Daniel 啦，
我绝对唔称得上俊男咯，
称上系嘅系嘅。咁另外歌上人啦 ，Yusa，OK， 咁仲有阿孙皮神。
They're talking about handsome guys.
Yes, we have handsome guys.
Let's talk about it more.
OK。咁我喺度咧就都系讲头先话问翻 Jackie 嗰样嘢啦，即系好似即系跳舞系少男嘅编导啊，咁大家点睇呢样嘢咧？即系多好，我其实发觉系好多，尤其是现代舞，其实系好多女演员去学，好多女仔学嘅，但系调翻又男仔系比较少啲。咁但系点解会编舞嗰啲人咧就会去咗做男仔嗰度，而冇女仔编舞嘅咩？
其实咧，我谂呢个系一个大数。同埋少數嘅一啲嘅化學作用嚟嘅，跳舞嘅好大部分嘅都係有女仔，咁大家都明白點解啦嚇，可能即係愛美啊、女性嘅天性啊咁樣，咁好多時男仔喺呢個圈裏邊咧就變成係少數啦。同樣地咧，其實做藝術創作咧，好多時喺一個社會裏邊咧都係少數嚟嘅。咁好多時咧，你反而可能係身處係少數嗰一班咧，你可能會諗得多啲。你有咁樣嘅需要，去用一啲唔同嘅角度去吸收或者了解你而家做緊嘅嘢。咁我覺得有時呢一種咁樣嘅化學作用咧，可能會令到一啲嘅少數群族咧，會諗多啲。我係咪要試多啲嘢咧，練多啲嘢咧？另外有一啲嘢都係好 practical 嘅，即係實在嘅境況嚟嘅。譬如我哋可以想象到咧，當你跳雙人舞動作嘅時候，喺個學校裏邊。一班里面呢可能有十个女仔，即两个男仔啫。咁大家一齐练双人舞动作。咁即是话咩呢？即是话呢嗰十个女仔呢可能每人呢，举个例子，佢哋分到一分钟去练嘢。但嗰两个男仔呢就每人呢可能呢要练足十分钟啦。因为佢要用唔同 partner 练晒。咁所以其实呢喺咁嘅情况之下呢，嗰个男仔呢学得多嘢嗰啲女仔嘅。再实在啲嘅例子啦，我讲嘅全部好实在，俾奖学金。如果你是给奖学金的那一个人，
当然是给男仔了。
为什么？
没有嘛，我只听过人家可以免费，
是一种鼓励的作用，
男仔可以免费学芭蕾舞的。
但同时间你也看到可能因为这样有些男仔会即 aggressive 一点，即是可能因为这样的目标，可能他想再突出自己多一点这样。所以我觉得有很多很多原因都会助长了一些男仔在跳舞之余要想多一点，除了练舞嘅嘢咯，咁不過我覺得呢個亦都係出現喺好多其他嘅範疇嘅，即係譬如一般人都會話點解識煮餸嘅啊叻嘅都係女性，咁但係啲廚師都係男性咧，咁呢個牽涉好遠啦。譬如男性同女性對於興趣定抑或係職業嗰樣嘢或者野心嘅多少咁樣嚇，咁都可能係好籠統地。是可能有少少的分別咁樣，當然我哋呢度唔講一啲嘅特別嘅例子，亦都係同性別主義無關啊！即係我哋都可以話，都唔係個女性都可以好有野心啊，係嘛？咁但係呢個我覺得係就去到另外一個題目啦，就係即係因人而異嗰樣嘢啦，就同性別冇乜關係。
係啦，我諗係因為其實我作為一個女性咧，就係講覺得就係即係女性其實係去到某個年紀嘅時候，可能你有好多嘅，譬如話啊，即係你係要結婚啊，你要生細路仔啊，咁變咗你就係會令到你即係做咗個偏舞嘅人咧，其實佢就唔係講緊即係淨係做十年八年，即係你可能。你要去做跳二十年的时候，你才会跳，可以在个生活度有啲经历的时候，你才可以去编到一个成功的作品。咁所以即系呢个又系实际嘅，又实际咁样。
系都有好多舞团嘅一啲嘅情况，系啲女舞者到某个年纪嘅时候，佢就会开始谂：我如果再跳落去，我迟啲先至生，我就即系高龄产妇咯噃。咁佢哋系有一个樽颈位要谂一谂嘅，即系而家要停一停一停。咁亦都有时生理嘅关系，生完小朋友。真係可能身子同之前唔同嘅，未必下下話你可以 pick up 翻跳翻同樣嘅嘢嘅，咁係啦，所以冇愛係好偉大嘅，犧牲好多嘢嘅。
OK， 刚才咧就系阿 Daniel 啊，杨春江先生，杨春江老师即系我谂大家都识得佢噶啦。咁我不如问一下两位日本嘅老师啊 ，Yusen， it's about the gender and in the industry in the dance industry. Why is why many choreographers they are male?Most of them are males, but I mean outstanding ones. Whereas the dancers, there are so many female dancers in the world.
You talked your part.
What did you say? Now we go to an international stage. So you have to tell us what happened there.
Yeah. Well, I personally feel that Guy has, in a way, good sense of stupidity of being like really focused in one thing.
Okay.
So, maybe...
Stupidity?
In a good sense. Or it can be bad sense.
我不敢說
人家不懂。I don't know. So, like, guys can be really, for example, keep doing this same work for 10 hours.
我想他說的 stupidity 是即譬如執迷那樣東
西。但是嗎?男士可以做即做concentrate 喺呢樣嘢咁耐咩？女士唔得嘅咩？
舉個例子啊，砌模型，男仔多定女仔多？
哦，咁啊，男仔多喎。Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And also, physically stronger as well compared、
yes.
to the female people,、yeah. so that they are capable of doing longer work without、mm. having rest、mm. stupidly.
Okay.
And can keep concentrated, and then they.I don't know, maybe I have a tendency of like really going for narrow way.
All right.
Instead of seeing the whole vision. Maybe that leads choreographers to maybe get to goal or to set up something that's original, maybe easier in result. I don't know.But, yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Because just then you mentioned it's because the guys are so only a few guys in the dance company usually, and therefore they've got lots of, I mean, chance to practice more than the ladies and performance.
I mean, in、
right?
school especially.
In school especially.
I think creativity comes from imagination a lot of parts. And、right. maybe I feel that female people are more grounded.More down to earth, and they're always thinking about security, maybe. And that's also a necessary ability to live as women later on, obviously. But then the guys always they're willing to take. I'm sure some of the ladies are also feeling the same, especially in this modern society too. But like they're somehow they take risk.
Yes.
They feel like they have to sometimes.
That's
and
right,
they're not
that's
afraid、right. of doing something a little bit dangerous or something not appropriate sometimes, but they are bound to do. That's what I feel. So.
係咯，剛才由頭先講咧，就係話即係男性咧就有比較執著一啲，係咪應該話執著一啲？執著一啲可以係喺長時間去做集中去做一樣嘢，咁同埋係創作力比較高啲嘅。咁同埋女性亦都係調翻轉頭啦，就要諗好多嘅責任問題啦。咁就要譬如生小朋友啊，要家庭啊，咁所以可能導致到咁嘅問題係會係男性比較少啲，但係男性好多時都會突圍而出。是做到那個出色的編舞家的
Sorry,、
okay.
can I go back? Maybe
yes, yes,
I start to feel like maybe No, because ladies are so grounded and realistic But then guys, maybe sometimes There are a lot of moments That they want to sort of escape
All、right.
From this reality world They want to go into their imaginate You know, your Almost, how do you say Unconsciousness And you want to focus and you want to find yourself Maybe this isthe tendency that all male has、
okay.
maybe in that percentage、
yeah.
might be bigger than the ladies and that sort of leads to the doing something new or you know trying to create something that might be energy、
okay.
that yeah
男性有一個意識是比較強一點是要脫離這個現實的是要想去離開這個現實所以呢他們會是做很多這些這樣的創作 系嘛，咁创作就会好啲啦。好啦，咁我问翻啊，Jackie 讲咗你近况啦，即系你哋，我谂你都好忙做翻呢、這个演呢、嗯這个呢、這个呢、這个呢、這个 show 噶啦。咁我谂我哋一阵间再倾倾呢个 show 里边有咩值得可以大家去睇睇。咁啊 ，Daniel， 好耐都唔见咗你啦，你快啲话俾我哋听，你最近你嘅近况如何？
其实我就冇好耐唔见嘅，我就一路都喺度嘅。
哦，即系我哋睇楼，对唔住对
唔住。不过你唔见亦都可能系正常嘅，因为其实睇下舞蹈嘅圈子里面咧，就有好多唔同种类嘅活动啦。咁、譬如教舞蹈同埋编啊跳啊，可以系两个唔同嘅范畴嚟嘅。咁、你近呢两年咧，我就多咗少少教学。嘅時間譬如我有喺演藝學院嗰度教啦，我有喺幾間嘅大學浸大啊、Space 啊、或者係嶺南啊，咁有教過一啲嘅 short course 啦。咁所以嗰度佔咗我啲嘅時間，就可能冇做得太密嘅藝術作品。
嗯。
咁另外一啲嘅原因係因為過往呢十年八年裏面咧，我有一半嘅時間都係通常半年喺香港，半年喺外邊走浮咁樣。喺唔同嘅地區嗰度做我自己嘅演出，或者係幫唔同嘅團去編舞咁樣。咁所以如果籠統咁樣講咧，就係話我就一路都喺度打緊遊擊啦，周圍做嘢。咁變咗如果我打遊擊嘅嗰啲位置未必。在你身邊，可能你就覺得他又去了做其他事，我不喜歡做什麼、但其實我都一直保持有做一些、小的、製作的、至於主要的大製作呢，就我通常是、就是、每幾年我才會做一次、對上一次的大製作是2008年的時候、這個、康文署、主辦我的一個、一整晚的我的 solo 啦，叫靈丹。咁嚟緊咧，我就會九月嘅時候咧，就接住第二次康文署又 present 我另外一個整晚嘅 solo 啦，咁樣。咁所以我通常可能即係隔幾年咁樣就做一個大型嘅主要嘅作品，中間就係做一啲細嘅作品啦，包括頭先阿 Jackie 講嚟緊呢一個亞洲當代舞林匯演 AM 篇。六個男性的 soloist 裏面，我會是其中一個，就做一個十分鐘的作品。
是 OK。 其實即是如果你這樣說的時候，即是你在教學方面是比較上多一點的，
這兩年多了一些，因為我以前是很少教的。
okay,
我以前主要是做創作，就剛好這兩年就、因為我覺得有個感覺，就是現在大專院校呢就開始開了一些新的一些科目，他們想嘗試多一些在文化上面、藝術上面可以跟他們的科目 integrate 到的一些新的科目、就剛好就都找我去教、就另外譬如我在演藝學院，我都是主要教創作咁樣，咁都係同我做緊之前創作嘅嘢有關，咁可能可以睇到，咁覺得想我過去同啲小朋友分享一下咁樣啦，咁所以就係咁啱呢兩年，因為咁樣嘅話咧，我就多咗時間喺學院嗰度出現咁解啫嚇。
係啊，我諗我所知道咧就係、譬如 Jackie 你都有教嗰啲有教有開班教。教 modern dance 嘅一路都、咁即系，但系咧，你嗰啲學生咧就比較應該係成年人，即系出咗嚟做嘢人係嘛？
有幾個嘅課程，有啲係做緊嘢，有啲係年青人或者兒童嘅都有咯。咁我哋暑期嘅都有一個嘅叫跳躍舞動嘅課程，都俾年青人啊學現代舞啊咁樣。
咁但係即係咁，但係Daniel 咧就係做緊一啲，譬如話講緊浸大啊、嶺大 APA 嗰啲啊，都係講緊大學即係、未即係大學嘅程度嘅人啦，
青年人啦、
青年人啦。咁我又想問一下你哋，其實而家你哋覺得香港個教育制度會係點？或者我想我要讲少少英文，我想因为江上游同埋Sun Pei 都唔知道我喺度讲乜嘢。Okay, what about is we are talking about the education?
No, okay.
Sorry. Okay, might be Sun Pei-san got some can talk lots about it because Sun Pei-san you are working in studying in London and then you're working in Germany and also Sweden, right? Okay, we are talking about the education in Hong Kong, the dance education. How do, because Jackie and Daniel, they are teaching teenagers, right? Okay, not the adults, but I just want to know how's the development of the education in Hong Kong and how it compare with the other countries. All right. Okay. 咁一系我哋由阿 Daniel 你开始先啦，你开始你讲下，大家 share 可以大家讲下嗰个乜嘢啦吓。
香港嘅教育状况啊，哇，好大嘅题目。死啦！一讲香港嘅教育状况，我谂大家好容易会谂到一啲比较负面嘅感觉，
系
冇乜长远嘅方针或者计划啦。即系我哋知道，基本上香港就系每十年八年就一个大改噶啦。但系。因為啲官都係每十年八年又換一班咁樣啦，咁大家都想上場嘅時候做啲嘢。咁嚟緊又做三三四啦。咁嚟緊，譬如已經喺海院，我都知道，因為三三四呢個原因咧，都做得幾頭痛嘅。突然間要原本我哋已經喺海院咧，呢個我唔應該講我哋已經喺海院，我唔可以代表佢哋嘅，我只不過係 part time 老師。演藝學院咧，之前咧就一路做開係五年制嘅一啲嘅學位嘅課程。咁因為而家三三四咧就隔硬就少咗一年。咁即是話咧，你要用四年嘅時間教翻曬以前五年先至讀到嘅嘢。咁咯，因為跳舞同其他學科好唔同，你跳舞就係大家都識講噶啦，係啦，個個都好老土嗰句咩台上一分鐘十年功咁樣啦，即係點都要係冇捷徑嘅，咁但係突然間你要同佢哋講話，而家會有一個四年嘅捷徑課程俾你咁，咁其實同樣地咧，亦都係因為咁樣咧少咗一年咧，就即是 expect 啲學生入嚟咧個底子咧應該係比以前嘅高先至可以入嚟嘅，咁但係其實本身嚟講下邊個底係冇改到噶嘛。即
係
我哋下邊嘅中學、小學，其實我哋係冇舞蹈嘅課程噶嘛，只會有啲興趣班咁樣嘅啫。咁所以都幾難去設計嗰個課程嘅。所以我諗呢樣嘢係做教育嗰樣嘢牽涉好遠嘅，就係其實我哋係講緊十年培育一個人頭頭尾尾啲嘢點承接啊。咁但係喺香港嘅教育裏邊。的制度来讲，我觉得是比较少一点这样长远的眼光去设计课程，或者去想今天教你的东西是希望看到十年之后你是有什么成果而收咯。即香港的很多都是即时性的，即希望这两年见到你变了是怎样，或者是有什么成绩出现样。但是这样东西尤其是在做艺术教育方面来讲是不 work 的，因为藝術教育一定是一個長線的投資的，不會即時見到的效果的。這些都是我覺得香港現在藝術教育上面可能不只是舞蹈的，就是要解決的很多的一些現象問題咯。
OK OK， 咁啊 ，Jackie 咧 ，Jackie 咁你都係教佢哋，有開一啲工作坊俾佢哋嘅，咁你覺得佢哋又係咪即係咁樣樣啊？
其實我哋有開嗰個工作坊係好短期啦。咁我都睇到其實中學裏邊咧，佢哋有一個嘅叫做校際舞蹈比賽嘅節目嘅。咁其實好多中學都參與去呢個嘅比賽啦，同埋嘅優勝者就會有個演出啦。但係我諗佢哋嘅裏邊嘅 keep 住個去訓練啊，嗰種 standard 嘅提高咧，要係要。不斷去
即不是為比賽，是要調翻轉頭個 basic technique， 即係嗰個
好重要啲嘢，
好重要咯，幾分去
係啊！即係如果你淨係AP 嗰四年咧，可能係未必足夠嘅，去訓練佢個底啊，或者係個嘅能力上啊，去跳做一個職業嘅舞蹈員。咁其實係幫到咯。如果喺中學裏邊已經係多啲訓練啊，或者係有個嘅課程係每日都可以做到呢樣嘢咧，其實入到去演藝嘅時候咧，就會容易好多，同埋咧個水準啦，個水準會提高。
係啊，應該都係咁講啦。即係其實香港就係冇中專啊，即係冇藝術冇中專，即係可以提供俾啲學生啦。咁所以而家三四仲更加係令到人哋係淨覺得係你一定要讀到個，一定要即係點樣樣嘅時候，你都係要讀埋個去到即係入大學之前嘅時候咯。咁我又問翻下兩位日本嘅朋友，咁睇下佢哋又係唔係咁樣樣讀書方法嘅。OK， Yusan， perhaps we are talking about the education right now, and then we are saying about in Hong Kong, because we the APA, they have only the classes for only 4 years, for courses for 4 years. Okay, course 4 years, and then it's quite difficult to get a professional dancer. Get it out.
I mean, in the coming year, it starts to be changing to become 4 years program.
Yeah,
It used to be
5 years program for the degree course.
Why would they cut that?
It's the new education system we have here. Three, four. Same as Japan and Taiwan, like 3 years junior, 3 years senior, and then university, 4 years. Yeah. So they have to make all the university
same amount
system.
Of time.
Yeah.
That's very difficult.
Yeah. Then to what I know is Japan is more demanding. Your parents is go for the academic results rather than your just something go for art studies, right?
Yes.
And then how can you get to so qualified that you are now professional?
Parents only, maybe, but they were very strict. If you want to gain something in your career, then you have to work hard. This is very simple thing. So that I my parents led me into the way that I have to keep working hard rather than dropping one side of it. I didn't make choice, but I have to do well in both ways.
But how can you manage? Because you got to, you have schools until 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
or 6 o'clock.
That was really tough. Like probably the toughest time of my life. Between my when I joined high school, I was 15, then until I go to London when I was 16. So a year and a half, I used to wake up 5:30, go to school, start the class 7:30, and then I had class until 12:30, had an hour lunch, from there keep working until 5:30, then I would go to the ballet studio, start the class 6:30, sometimes the class and rehearsal finish 11 o'clock, go home, have dinner.
Then you just sleep for 5 hours maybe every night. You get up at 5:30.
Sometimes less than that. Then I take shower.
That's the time I go to bed.
Yeah, I go to the bed with my homeworks. Okay. And I lie down on my bed and I have to sort out all this like three different subject homework. And I was literally like sleeping and then fall asleep naturally. Wake up maybe like 5 o'clock and I realize I haven't finished it. And I'll go, and I do it really quickly and I get up.
Okay. So busy life then, how long? It's 2 years or 3 years or one?
A year and a half. I was doing that. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was tough, but it was
a
very good
After discipline. This one year and a half, then what did you do? You go to London.
Yes,
you
went I went to
London.
London.
You went to London.
Yeah.
And then by the time, how old are you?
How
old are you?
16. I was so happy. Do you know why? Because I was released from... Well, I wasn't completely released by the academic, because the school I went to also... They take the academic quite seriously also. So I had to take dance studies. I had to take notation, which is like a...
But at least it's dance-related.
Exactly. It was all dance-related subject that I had to study. And I still got the certificate from the school as well. So I was quite lucky. I also learned English for the foreign language. Then I, end of it, I had to take the Cambridge examination. And I did get a certificate. So it was all good. But physically also it was quite difficult too. Because in that professional school, we started ballet class at 8:30. Like that's something that I'd never done in my life, and it was it's pleasure, but it's tough. Like you get up and you go and then
and dance and dance.
Yeah,
and
you're half asleep and you start dancing.
Okay.
And then dance until 9:30 or something, then you do the academic until maybe 12 something. And 12 to 6 is all dancing, all different kinds of dancing, including like body conditioning, Pilates, you know, that's something to look after your body, all this technique that we had to take class, even sometimes choreography also, but all dance related, obviously. So, but eventually I could focus on this field, so I was really, really happy. After having that tough time of a year and a half, I could appreciate it more.
OK, 呢度要翻譯少少啦，因為江尚柔講咗好長啦。江尚柔咧就話佢應該十六歲嘅時候就去倫敦去學芭蕾舞嘅。咁喺十六歲之前嘅一年半咧，佢過嘅生活咧就係七點半朝頭早一路到夜晚，到晏晝五點半就係讀書嘅。咁咧就係跟住到六點鐘咧就要係上芭蕾舞堂咧，上到夜晚十一點鐘，跟住十一點鐘翻屋企咧就要做功課。咁所以咧就嗰年紀嘅時候咧就好辛苦。咁但係就因為佢嘅父母亦都係唔準，因為你要佢哋覺得就係話你一定要如果識跳舞嘅時候，你起碼都要識到，即係唔可以放棄個學業嘅。咁跟住去咗倫敦嘅時候，江信柔就話佢非常之高興，因為嗰度淨係全職跳舞，但係相對嚟講咧，佢係亦都係有機會學到。即係上攞到英文啊，去到劍橋英文啊，咁可以即係做得幾好嘅。咁我諗嗱，除咗江尚柔之後咧，我諗有位嘉賓咧從來未開過聲嚇，我咁耐成廿分鐘啦，真係唔好意思啦。我真係要介紹下佢啦，孫皮神。Okay, sorry, I missed you. Okay, this one is about talking the education and then the bring up. You study in London?
Yeah, but actually...
But before that, I'm in the prime.
The thing is, my parents are a ballet teacher, so I kind of grew up
in a ballet
family, in a way, yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I kind of started when I was 6 years old, but it just, you know, running studio, just joking stuff, it's nothing really serious about it. And I'm sure they wasn't so, like, you know, hard on me. But when you grew up and you start taking different, like a short workshop in outside of my studio, and you start seeing different other boys that actually is better than you, and then you just, open eyes, like, you know, okay, I'm not the best one. And then, of course, then you start practicing and sometimes check the video, which actually I did a lot, you know, like kind of stop the motions and then check what they do and then try it by yourself and...I don't know, you know, and then practice again so that you can actually impress other boys when you meet again after, I don't know, months or year, you know. And then, and then eventually I got the opportunity to go to London when I was 16 years old. And and then I joined the English National Ballet School, which is in London. And it's also actually that's the...I think most tough time that because I never really have intensive ballet training before that, even though I was, you know, doing all the ballet lessons at my studio, but it's because of your parents. Sometimes
were they easier on you? Not really, no.
Well, the fact that I'm also only child, maybe that makes something easier or harder. Well, basically have them around 24 hours.Except you're going to school. But so that I have to kind of have discipline a lot by, I don't know, the teacher that's in front of you. And also, I was not so speaking good English when I get there. So it's starting with that, also understanding what's going on. It's first time living outside of Japan.
Different country, different culture.
So it's, a lot of new things and...And of course, that was, you know, great time that I studied it. But it's also, I think it's the communication with, different kinds of people and being out of country was, I think, something small did to me. I don't know. Yeah.
And then, by the way, this Yun-san just said during his childhood, he spent... 12 hours to study at schools and then 6 hours and back home to study at, and then go to dance school.
And before
he went to London, what about you? Would it be easier for you to manage the time because your parents are teaching ballet?
Could be. I mean, I don't know what they thought about by the time.
It seems to me that they got lots of, tolerances. She tolerate that you will concentrate on...in dancing, because I mean just like Yusan or many parents, they can't tolerate the children is just only focused in dance, focused in arts. They will push them to go for something academic. Whereas in your case, that because your parents are teaching ballet, that would it be easier for you to manage?
I guess so. But it
life is not that hard by that time.
Well, I don't know. I have different kinds of experiments, I think. Than what
I had to convince my parents, because they wanted me to go to good university, good career, good everything. Right. And I had to say, no, Dad, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So I had to prove that I am not being lazy, but this is my choice.
But in it, but it, the other way round for Soonpei, what about, is it the other way round that your parents is pushing you to practice your dance every day? Did they?
Well, I guess they did, but I don't think I
you get used to that.
Yeah, but it's also things that they know me, so
they won't push you.
Yeah, otherwise I won't.
你咁曳嘅。OK， 我要就有少少嘅翻譯啦。咁啊，頭先我咧就問啊，我哋個孫皮散啦。咁咧就問佢，即係話因為頭先阿江信由就話佢即係都要去著好辛苦去倫敦之前，佢都好辛苦嘅，即係咁多個十幾個鐘嘅功課啊、學校啊，咁好忙嘅生活啦，好辛苦嘅生活啦。咁但係咧就孫皮散又點樣咧？咁佢又話俾我聽咧，原來咧佢嘅父母咧就啱咁。就是教跳舞的，咁所以咧就係佢十六歲嘅時候咧，佢就去咗倫敦。咁我就問佢：如果你去十六，即係因為係咪你父母係教跳舞嘅時候，其實你係會冇咁難去即係你比較容易啲去管理你嘅時間，去即係跳舞嘅時候唔需要話俾佢聽就啊，我要時間，即係要練習我要去跳舞啊，所以我唔去讀書咁。调翻转头咧，我哋会系觉得会唔会调翻转头，佢都系话父母系好，即系调翻转系要求佢系练多啲舞咧，因为父母系跳舞嘅。咁头先阿孙眉散嘅答案咧就系话佢相信佢嘅父母系知道佢嘅性格，咁所以可能都唔会逼佢太多嘅。OK， 或者我哋讲到呢度嘅时候咧，我哋俾嘉宾少少休息时间，一阵间下一节再翻嚟。